Good morning. Yes, it's morning. 7:47 a.m. on Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. A cold one this morning. Official temperature is 27. I think it's more like 28 at my house. Cold enough to see my breath. It's cold enough my fingers are cold. Scamper across the street here. It's Tuesday. It's not Monday. It's Tuesday. Yesterday was President's Day holiday, so we didn't have to get up and get moving. And as a result, everyone slept in. And then by the time I got my stuff together to get out and get moving, it was time to go out and start the daily round of choring. So, yeah, I didn't get to walk yesterday, which is why it was doubly important to do so today. Get the legs back in shape, get the lungs back in shape. Brain back in shape. So I finished the Omega Force series. It was pretty good. As it went along, the cell got better. I'll probably pimp it out on Galaxy Rangers tomorrow. I saw a new one, the Fighter Queen series. First book was Fighter King. And it's military science fiction. It's close to space opera. It's an intergalactic conflict. Humans on humans. It's filled with a lot of cardboardy cliche characters and situations. The first book was, but I liked it enough to go ahead and get the second one. The world building is pretty interesting. It's really badly cliched. So my only flaw with it, my only big issue with it, is that the enemies are white supremacist sexists, and they have their own planet, and they've taken over the nearby system filled with beautiful women so that they can harvest the crop. So it's a bit troubling to read at times for that. But I think that just sort of underscores whatever else it might be. It's written well enough to be troubling, which I take to be pretty good. So, John Bowers, I think. The Fighter King. I'm on the Sword of Sophia at the moment. Book 2. So we'll see if it holds up. I've been writing. I didn't write as much yesterday because it was kind of a broken up, shot down, back and forth day. Still got almost 600 words in. A lot less than 6,000, but a lot more than none. So I'm taking the positive view. I'm looking forward to getting home and getting a fresh cup of coffee. And settling in. I have until I go pick the kid up again at 1:30. Although I suppose I will need to leave a little bit early. I need to go to the grocery store and pick up a prescription and a couple other things. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's cold. Push the big hood back. I'm wearing two hoods this morning. Push the big one back. I don't really have a lot to talk about. I haven't really been paying attention to anything outside my own little screen, and there hasn't been a lot coming across. One guy asked, how can you be published? How do you get published without an agent? And my answer was, of course, be the publisher. We did work on taxes over the weekend. It was a bit scary. I think I've paid enough. I hope I've paid enough. We'll see. But I got a 1099 for the paperback royalties, which are laughably small. And yet, you know, there are people who would be happy to have that for the year. And we'll see, like, maybe next year, when the books have had a full year to run on paper, maybe it'll be more. I'm not holding my breath, but maybe. But yeah, I started writing Cape Grace. I did have a little breakthrough. After my last talk, I went home and started banging away. And yeah, I had some really good ideas come sliding out. So we'll see if we can't maintain that, keep the ideas flowing. I'm just writing. I'm not worried about what the book is at the moment or what the story should be at the moment or anything else. I'm just writing, and it seems to be working. So I've made the turn. I've got the sun shining on me now. That's much better. I still don't have a lot to say. I think that's one of the difficulties in trying to do this for so long. It's over 1,000 files. 950-something episodes. It's not like I'm running out of things to talk about. It's just that a lot of them I'm not sure I want to talk about again. You can only talk about ADHD so much. Monk post. I did leave an update on the NathanLowell.com blog. Because I hadn't left one since somewhere around New Year's, so... Yeah, I put one up. Valentine's Day update. I am about 10,000 words in on Cape Grace. I don't know how many of those 10,000 words will survive, but we'll get the story down and then we'll figure out, get the words in, figure out where the story is, and then we'll have to have a second draft. No, it's okay. spent yesterday watching some YouTube videos. I watched Scott Sigler. So how to write your first novel. And I have to admit, he's got, he's right on the money. His advice was write a bad novel, and then put it away, and then write the real one. Because what you need to know is that you can finish a book. And for me, I think the first book that let me know I could finish a book was my dissertation. My wife was giving me crap about that the other night. About how that was time and money well spent, and actually it was. But you know, it was like, okay, like that could have been a career, except that I became so disillusioned with education, having come to understand it at such a level that the whole institution of education became somewhat problematic for me. Then when we lost our funding because the government thought that education for people with disabilities wasn't as important as keeping fuel in the tanks in the Middle East, which is probably true. Anyway, I became somewhat disillusioned, somewhat more disillusioned with the state of education and how it's being administered. The policies that are shaping it. It's very distressing. So, yeah, being a writer seems to be a good choice. And if I hadn't gotten the PhD, I probably couldn't have been a writer. Not because it's taught me anything about science fiction or really anything about writing, but it just proved to me that I could write a book. And it's a big book. It's a hardcover. I have a copy. It's not a particularly interesting book. Academic writing is a process of taking a fascinating topic and making it so boring nobody wants to hear about it again. Lots of things I regret about my past careers, but if I didn't have a few of those, I probably wouldn't be inspired to try to do better. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, it was a bit of a shock for my wife, who's trying to get the taxes ready, to see just how much the total actually was. So I suspect she's going to be a little more. So have you got a new book going? What's holding up? Are you going to do some more writing? I suspect that's going to change a lot of her attitudes about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, because it's, it's interesting because she wanted to be a writer, and I encouraged her to pursue her dream, but she won't do it. Not sure why. But, you know, being in the library and being around books, I mean, for her, the whole thing is the book. It's the paperback. It's the holding it in your hand. It's not the story. It's not the ability to reach into someone else's mind and take them on a little journey. Writing is about the book. So it's been a bit of a challenge for her to understand why it's so draining for me. why it's so invigorating for me in another way. Cranking those words out was so much fun. And I'm really looking forward to getting back in my comfy chair, and my uncomfy chair. Should fire up the standing desk and work there, but honestly, I've walked almost 2 miles. I'm at the last leg here. I just turned north beside the park. I'm not really awake. I've been suffering a sleep deficit because I have to stay up long enough to put the kid to bed and then get up early enough to make sure she gets up. And that means I'm not getting as much sleep as she is, and she's coming home and sleeping all afternoon. While I'm fixing dinner and dealing with the stuff that lets her sleep all afternoon. We do have good news on the school front. It looks like the school is going to help us out in terms of getting her a schedule that doesn't make her feel like a week in a psych ward is preferable to a week at school, which is good. We like that. This is February. It feels sort of spring-like out here this morning. And it's not really. Not by a long shot. And the cold, God. A little breeze blowing in my face, and it is just slicing the skin off my cheeks here. Holy cow, that's cold. But with the sun up, it's just barely up. The sun up, the sun light. It's rather pretty. Sky is deep, deep blue right up above. Paling to pale blue, robin's egg blue at the edges. There's a band of clouds off to the east. A few more little puffy wisps far to the south. But it's right overhead, right here. It's beautiful. And I've done it. I've returned. I am back at the back gate. And it's the point where I say, where the hell is my recorder? It's here somewhere. There we go. 1952, not bad for a second mile. But it's the point where I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.